IMC India Meets Classic, a broadcasting show for Indian classical music. IMC India Meets Classic presents a monthly program with Indian music maestros, raga CDs, festival reports and special features. Visit the website of your radio station or IMC's online platform. We deliver you much deeper informations about Indian music gurus, instruments from India and details of the eldest music system in the world. IMC India Meets Classic is broadcasted via radio and available as podcast. You can download each show in MPEG format onto your PC or mobile device. Create your own individual radio program for Indian classical music. Keep yourself flexible independently from time and place. www.imcradio.net.
Dear listeners and friends of Indian classical music, I invite you heartfully for the new format Studio Talk, a special feature of the promotion initiative IMC, India Meets Classic, beside our monthly broadcasting show, Raga CDs of the Month. My name is Ben Zoika. Today, our studio talk number one is under the headline, Music Follows Behavior. We present you the Indian music maestro and mandolin player Sri Sugato Baduri, Kolkata. At the age of 32, he belongs to the disciple of younger Indian music talents like the vocalist Shunak Abhisheki, son of Pandit Jitendra Abhisheki, flautist Rupa Kulkarni, disciple of the flute maestro Pandit Hariprasad Chaurasia, the sitar player Niladri Kumar, son of Pandit Kartik Kumar, Anushka Shankar, also sitar player, as the daughter of India's most famous music export, Pandit Ravi Shankar, and the two sons of Ustad Amjad Ali Khan on the sarod, Ajahn Ali Khan, born in 1979, and Aman Ali Khan, 29 years old, or Abhijit Pohankar, a disciple of Santur legend Pandit Shivkura Sharma, deftly plays his ragas on the keyboard. Warming up for the studio talk number one with Sri Sugato Baduri, we listen to a short example of mandolin Srinivas tunes, Ganana Jakam, a Carnatic style on the CD, Dikshita Masterpieces, Volume 1, U. Srinivas, Mandolin, published by the record label Music Today, India.
Thank you.
just listened to the first exponent and pioneer of Carnatic music on the mandolin, Padmasri U. Srinivas, master of the five-stringed Indian mandolin. The mandolin is an instrument of the Western world, which arrests a growing attention for Indian classical music during the last two decades, especially for the instrumental interpretation of ragas. The raga form is the framework for the Indian classical music of North India, the Hindustani music. This artwork typically represents an improvisation style of 90% within a raga performance. U. Srinivas was born in 1969, received his initiation into music from his father, Sri Satchanarajana, and started playing mandolin at the age of 6. He was trained under the guidance Sri Rudraraju Subaraju, a vocalist. Still, Srinivas is settled in Chennai, formerly Madras, in southern India. Following public recognition and acceptance in December 1981 during the Madras Music Festival for the Indian Fine Arts Society, Srinivas spent many years touring the world extensively. His concerts were highly acclaimed and he was showered with many prestigious awards. At the West Berlin Jazz Festival in 1983, he was privileged to give a repeat performance of his mandolin, which was telecast live by German TV. Srinivas has also trained his brother, U. Rajesh, to play the mandolin. This mandolin duet promises to be a rare treat in our nower times. Another up-and-coming artist on the mandolin, beside Sugato Baduri, is Snehashish Mosamdar, who also lives in Kolkata. Evocative ragas and Indian folk music and Mosamdar's dark yet mellow sound are documented on his debut album Mandolin Dreams, Indian Mandolin and Tabla, published by the music label Latitudes. Now we come to the interview with Sugato Baduri. It was headed by Mr. Luther J.R. Meyer, initiator and founder of the promotion initiative IMC India Meets Classic. The conversation took place in our Hamburg studio at a stopover of Sugato Baduri's European concert tour in May 2006. The text scripture is available as download via podcast from our website www.imcradio.net. And please give attention to the notes about our telephone and internet services during the show.
I may welcome music maestro Sri Sugato Baduri in our Hamburg studio for a new studio talk. Mr. Baduri, you are 32 years young and professional musician, presenting Indian classical music on Indian stages and outside of India. You are just on tour through Europe and come directly from Italy. You have played there for 2 concerts, in Rome and Assisi. How was your impression about the Italian-European audience at these music events?
Good morning, Mr. Meyer. I would like to thank all of my listeners. As far as concert in Italy or any other European countries is concerned, I have just been to Italy and coming from Italy, as you said. It was a nice experience. I have performed there in 2 places. First in Assisi and secondly in Roma. Now you see, in Assisi where I have performed, that is an Indian music school. That means one can learn Indian classical music from that school. And name of that school is Saraswati House. And the director himself, he has learned Indian classical music for 20 years. He has taken a master's degree from one of the most popular and well-known university in India, that is Varanasi Hindu University. So the listeners were, everybody were like, they were student of Indian classical music. Somebody is learning tabla, somebody is learning santur, somebody is learning sitar. So it was fabulous. In Roma, they have little bit of knowledge about Indian philosophy and about Indian classical music. Because I played in a bibliothèque and which has got connections to Ayurvedic centers in Roma. And for them, they just listen to Indian classical music as a peaceful, very tranquil music. They don't run after the intricacies, that means this rhythmic intricacies and calculations of beats and talas and all these things. And I think that is the way one should listen to Indian classical music from that point. Because if you just run after all these technicalities, you will be wayward from your real destination. Real destination is to catch the spirit, catch the emotional part of the music. Every art form has got an emotional aspect, a spiritual aspect, a philosophical aspect. And for we people, you see, Lothar, that music is just like a way of life. And it is not just that we are playing some notes and earning money and living our life. It should not be like that. Music is a way of life.
Mr. Baduri, you live in Kolkata, which is India's main capital for culture, beside the two metropoles, Delhi as the capital town, and India's film industry in Bombay, Mumbai, so-called Bollywood. You are not in the tradition to come out of an artist's family. How was it you came into contact with Indian classical music?
For that, I would like to thank one Bollywood singer. His name is Mr. Muhammad Rafi. He is still considered in India as the biggest exponent of light music. I started listening Bollywood songs first when I was a kid, like you can say 11 year old. Mr. Muhammad Rafi, he was having a golden voice full of melody. He has learned first Indian classical vocal music. Then he joined Bollywood film industry and lended his voice for several movies. So that is why there was a tinge of Indian classical music in his every song. At that time, there was composer like Naushad, Shankar Jaikishan, S.D. Varman, and they used to make tunes based on Indian classical music, on raga melody. So that is why it helped me to have just an idea about Indian classical music. Then later on, I started listening ghazals from Pakistani singers like Mehdi Hasan, Ghulam Ali, and I used to be a great fan of Ghulam Ali, still today. And then it was one event happened in my life, that one evening I was listening to some cassettes, and by mistake I just put on a cassette of Ustad Amir Khan, the legendary figure in Indian classical vocal music still. But it was Raga Marwa. And just after listening to that recording for 2-3 minutes, I just went crazy that what a voice and how cool is this music. Because his singing was like, you know, it was very peaceful. And he was not singing like what the most of the vocal exponents like to do, showing their skill. They always go for these faster runs, faster tans, we call it. And for instrument, you can call it faster runs from a Western point of view. He was very peaceful. He was not doing like what we do. He was singing like So it was nice. And from that day I started listening Indian classical music, and it was just like that, and I fell in love with Indian classical music.
It sounds great. You're one of the few Indian musicians having introduced the mandolin into India, a Western instrument you perform with ragas, the framework of Indian classical music. Beside the sitar, sarod or slide guitar we know in the Western world from Ravi Shankar, Amjad Ali Khan or Debashish Bhattacharya, still today mandolin is a rare instrument. How did this come? How did you find this instrument for your performance of raga melodies? And what is the reaction on its own in India?
Mandolin, when I first listened to mandolin, it was a Western mandolin, Italian mandolin. The sound was absolutely new for an Indian listener, because we are used to with the sounds of sarod and sitar and all these things. Then I started playing mandolin because the sound, very tonal quality, attracted me very much. Then I just tried to imitate what a sarod player can render on sarod. And it was difficult, absolutely difficult, because you cannot glide what we call mid, you cannot make gamaks, you cannot do a single bend even, single bend of a note. And for playing raga, that is the basic thing. You cannot play like ta 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 da ta ta da 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 da. If we play in like in Indian style, da 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 no re na. We have to play like this. We have to take glidings from one note to another. So it was difficult, but still I was running after mandolin because just for its tonal quality. And about mandolin's reaction in India, I have had a very tough time and torrid time in India when I first started performing, because everybody was saying, oh, it is no instrument at all. You can play staccato notes only, just like da 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 da. You can even play some bowls. Dir dir da 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 dir dir da 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 da. But you cannot play dir dir da 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 dir dir da 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 da. No, it was difficult. By the grace of my parents and my Guruji, I just learned how to make all these glidings on a normal mandolin, because I have not added any strings, I have not made any alteration from a regular mandolin, and I started playing on that mandolin. And in India, later on, just after 2-3 years, people really gave recognition to mandolin, because you can play fast things as well as slow melodies on this mandolin. This instrument has got a wide opportunity for playing any kind of music.
Let's talk about Indian classical music. What means tradition in Indian classical music today, referring the ragas as the framework of the Indian music system? While India speeds up to China and grows to a world economic superpower.
It's a very good question. I would like to say that there is nothing called traditional in Indian classical music right now, nowadays. Tradition, we used to call it gharana. But nowadays, I don't believe that there are Indian classical music who are following a specific gharana or specific schooling of Indian classical music in their performance. They are not maintaining. Nowadays, the young musicians and maybe the seniors also, the stalwarts also, they prefer to go for good things and to avoid bad things. So we see tradition like to welcome good, every good thing from every different traditions, every different gharana. Gharana means different school of Indian classical music. Like there are 12, 13 instrumental gharanas, and like same for vocal music also. Nowadays we do not maintain a specific gharana. We go for good things. That means, you see, I belong to Maihar Seni gharana, the gharana which has produced stalwarts like Pandit Ravi Shankar ji, Ustad Ali Akbar Khan sahab, and Pandit Nikhil Bandopadhyay, Nikhil Banerjee. Still, I play while I render one raga. I take references from Ustad Amjad Ali Khan sahab, who is from Gawaliyar Seni gharana, a different gharana. I take rhythmic things, rhythmic patterns from Shiv Kumar Sharma ji, who plays santur and who has got a great influence on me. And I'm taking reference of all the traditional vocalists like Ustad Bade Ghulam Ali Khan, Ustad Amir Khan, Ustad Najakat Ali Salamat Ali Khan, and Pandit D.V. Palushkar. All are representing different gharanas. So it is like that. You have to welcome good things. You cannot be biased if you want to play good music. It is like that.
So what is the right way how to understand Indian music as a listener? What does the eldest music art in the world mean for you as a professional artist?
For getting an understanding about Indian music, I would like to say only one sentence, that keep on listening good music, good peaceful music, and slowly by yourself, or one can understand by himself or herself, that what Indian classical music means. Because it is all about playing with 5 or 6 or 7 notes. Because mostly the ragas are pentatonic. You have to have at least 5 notes in the ascending or descending structure of a raga. 6 notes also. And it may be 7 notes also. When it is 7, we call it Sampurna. And when it is pentatonic, that is 5 notes, we call it Orab. So you have to keep on listening good Indian classical music, time and time, the same music, to have a clear understanding of Indian classical music. If you go in your initial stages for technical intricacies, you will be just wayward from your final destination. Our final destination is to catch the spirit and emotion of Indian classical music, emotional part of human life.